Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachos of Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that once Shabbos starts, it's also litoim klum koidim shekadosh. You can't taste or eat anything before Kiddush. Afilu mayim aser. Even drinking water is aser. Even simple thing like drinking water is aser before you make Kiddush. And the halacha is, even if you made early Shabbos, you mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, once you mekabel Shabbos, you cannot eat or drink anything before you make Kiddush. Now, even though it's usually when you have an issa to eat, you're allowed to have te'ima, but issa to eat is not because you might get so orangutan eating and you're going to miss Kiddush. This issa is a special issa for Fe'atzmai. You're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush because the Kedusha Shabbos has to start with Kiddush. And because covered Shabbos, you can't do anything at the beginning of Shabbos before you make Kiddush. That has to be the first thing you do on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't eat or drink. And Kiddush is different than Havdalah. Havdalah, you also can't eat or drink before Havdalah, but water is mutter. Masha'inki in Shabbos, Friday night, before Kiddush, it's usher to drink even water. And the reason is because we find the idea that Shabbos v'yontiv kvas l'maiser, which means very quickly, like this, that in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah, you have to take off maiser from all the produce. But until the produce is finished being processed, you're allowed to eat ara, you're allowed to nash from it. But once you reach a Shabbos, even the produce was not fully processed, you're not allowed to even nash from it because Shabbos alone has the power to elevate the food and make it into processed food. And therefore, the same thing to fry water. Shabbos has the power to elevate water into a chashev drink, and therefore you cannot even drink water like the Shulchan Aruch paskins. You cannot even drink water once you mekabel Shabbos before you make Kiddush. For example, if a lady lights Shabbos candles, once she lights Shabbos candles, she cannot have a coffee because once she's mekabel Shabbos, she cannot drink anymore after she's mekabel Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham says that ketanim could be more kuldik. He says that's mutter to give ketanim to eat before Kiddush. And he says, Aloshin, va'osa la'anoisai, you should not pain them. And therefore, some are medayik from that. That not only healthy foods could they eat before Kiddush. Even nash, which is not healthy anyway, but they can eat them before Kiddush because you shouldn't bother them. They're not on the level yet that they have to practice the iser of eating before Kiddush. The Chacham only geyser a lot of times the mitzvah of chinuch when it came to macholos asurois, something that pe'etzem is aser. But here's our halacha, not to eat before Kiddush, they did not make this gzeira on ketanim. But lemaisa, the poskim say that if the kid is a really older kid, 10, 11 years old, or whatever the age is, it's very kedai to start being mechanechim, not to eat before Kiddush. But me'ikar adin, a child under bar mitzvah, is allowed to eat before Kiddush.